Simon & Schuster Audio presents Gatekeeper by Philip Shelby. Read by Blair Brown.
It was too early in the season for the Sirocco, but the wind dashing against the fortress harbor of Marseille was hot and dry. It carried a North African legacy of grit and dust, the odor of persimmons and decaying ocean catch. Rue de la Colombe in the East Harbor was a shabby affair, narrow with overflowing gutters and dog-turd-stained slippery sidewalks. The peeling facades of the buildings gave the impression of industrial leprosy. There was only one café on the street, a dark hole with a bar and five tables. The only customer sat hunched over a glass of tea like an old man. His hair was long, iron-gray, streaked with scalp oil. His face was the color of rotting pomegranate, a brown sheen to the skin that had worked itself into the wrinkles on his cheeks and forehead. The customer's hands were large and fine-boned, the fingers long and delicate, but powerful. A burst of light from the cafe's television reflected off a well-worn ring on the third finger of his left hand, its signet deliberately left dirty, the figure in the seal obscured by grit. The customer stared at it, contemplating how great a fool he was to wear it. Even sullied, it was much too grand a possession for one who appeared so poor. But he allowed for this single flaw in his elaborate disguise, because it was his only connection to a life that had been frozen in time. The customer opened the conservative Parisian daily Le Figaro. The rustle of newsprint could not be heard over the blare of the television. Nor could today's edition of the International Herald Tribune, tucked into Le Figaro's centerfold, be seen. He bought the paper every day and always kept it hidden away in a French paper, because it wasn't in his interest to let people know he read or understood English, that English was, in fact, his mother tongue. The Tribune was open to the international real estate market and classifieds. After 15 years, reading the ads had become depressingly familiar. The names changed, the scams and false promises never. And then he saw it. Listed under
sample complete. Ready to continue?